Monday Night Football. What do you think of when you think of the opportunity to play under those Monday Night Lights?
I hear that song in my head, you know, I hear the intro song, yeah. I mean, so many memories as a kid watching that, you know, growing up and watching Monday Night Football. I mean, I think the whole country has similar thoughts, and it's a special deal. So to bring it back here for a home game, even more special. So,
Alex, you've played with a lot of backup guys already this season. They've done fairly well, I would guess. What kind of message is that from John Dorsey? You've been surrounded by some pretty good backups too, which isn't normally the case, you know?
I think guys have done a great job. I mean, look at Sunday as an example, you know, in the running back room alone. You know, those guys all stepping up, all scoring touchdowns, all helping us win and making plays. A lot of depth is certainly a credit to those guys upstairs, but, you know, credit to the guys in this locker room. The attitude we have around here with injuries, you know, no one's feeling sorry for themselves. No one's down. You know, we all believe and we all trust in one another, and we go.
How do you develop that?
I think it, you know, starts with the top. You know, it certainly starts with Coach Reed and the mindset he has with the team. You know, no one's blinking. You know, it's part of the game. Things are going to happen, and we got to go. So.
Alex, from your experience, is there a difference between prime time and Monday night over the years?
I mean, certainly there's some energy and emotion that comes with that. You look at the schedule of the week, you know, you're preparing, everything gets changed. So there are things like that go into it.
Kind of opportunity is this for you guys, you know, after all the injuries and everything and that had happened and occurred for the first couple of weeks for you guys, and you play well against Denver and you bounce back, get your win last week, and now you're on prime time against the Patriots. What kind of opportunity is this for you guys to show what you got?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great opportunity. They're all big opportunities, but certainly this one, I think, you know, momentum can be a big, big, big thing in this game, and feel like we got a little bit going, and would love to keep it going.
Andy talked about the Royals winning it and rooting for them. Are you finding yourself in that camp too?
Absolutely. Yeah, no question. And how could you not? Yeah.
After putting in the work all off season, but starting the season 0-2, but then getting the win, how much of that is a shot in the arm?
Well, I think, I mean, the win is huge, yeah, no question. I mean, they're all big games, but certainly I think, yeah, the way we started and to get that first win, and like I said, momentum and trying to keep it going, and you realize how long the season is and there's a lot of football left, so they're all important, though. And that first one was our mindset last week, and now it's to get that second.
Is there a relief factor that you did get that first win, though? Like, we're not...
On Sunday, I mean, once you've finished and you've gotten it, then it's pretty quick. You're moving on to the next challenge, you know, and the whole you reload, so to speak, and the whole mindset changes, right? And now it's to, you know, get a chance to get to 2-2, and you know, big challenge on Monday Night Football with the Patriots coming to town.
What are
Alex,
the characteristics
near as I can... of a Patriots defense?
You know, extremely physical up front. I think extremely physical D line men, linebackers. You know, on the back end, a group that's played smart. They've been together now for a little bit, besides Revis coming in. But certainly he's played a lot of football, and it seems to have fit right in. So experienced group back there, extremely physical and big up front.
Alex, what kind of confidence does it build to have converted as many third downs as you have? I know that you can do that, but also the fact that you can be deep in your own territory and still
score. Yeah, I mean, it's been great. I mean, you don't necessarily think of it as a whole like that, but certainly I think we do feel confident, especially when we get in, you know, decent third down situations that we can convert and keep drives alive. And, it just builds. It's a momentum thing in itself, and that we do feel like in third down that, you know, that is still our down, and we can go out there and make plays.
You guys have used the whole mantra finish, you know, this year. Uh-huh. Any advice for the Royals about finishing and once they get into the playoffs?
No. You know, those guys know what they're doing better than me in that sport, so.
Alex, first time in your 10-year career you're facing off against the Patriots in a Belichick-led defense.
Yeah.
What does it take to beat them?
It's a good question, you know, trying to put that together. You know, played them before. I never got to play, though, and got to watch them, though, but have prepared for them a few times. You know, certainly they bring their own challenges. And like we just said, I think they're a talented group, physical up front, and they throw a lot at you scheme-wise. Play a lot of different fronts, a lot of different defenses. So, like I said, big challenge for us.